This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Tanzania officials say at least 79 people have died after a passenger ferry capsized on Lake Victoria Thursday afternoon. The search for survivors and victims resumed Friday morning. Reuters' Anna Bevan reports.
Initial estimates show there were more than 300 people on board. The local district commissioner took part in the immediate rescue effort.
We are here to do a rescue so that if there are any alive, with God's help, we rescue them. As for those who have died, we'll get them out too. For now, we are concentrating on the rescue operation, though. As you can see, specialists have arrived.
The ferry sank just meters from the dock on Lake Victoria's biggest island.
Reuters' Anna Bevan. The United States is prepared to go on the offensive in cyberspace. President Trump signed a new national cyber strategy, calling for a more aggressive response to the growing online threat posed by other countries, terrorist groups, and criminal organizations. U.S. National Security Advisor John Bolton.
I think it is important that our adversaries know it and that publics know that our adversaries know it, is we have authorized offensive cyber operations.
And officials warn Russia and other adversaries like China, Iran, and North Korea may seek to use cyber means to interfere in the U.S. election in November. China has called on the United States to withdraw sanctions it imposed on a Chinese military agency for buying Russian weapons or bear the consequences. Speaking to reporters Friday, the foreign ministry spokesman said that Beijing had lodged an official protest with the United States. Russia also reacted Friday with a deputy foreign minister saying that the U.S. is playing against fire. The U.S. imposed sanctions Thursday on a Chinese military agency for buying Russian weaponry in violation of U.S. sanctions on Russia. This is VOA News. Under the right conditions, Christine Blasey Ford says she will speak to a U.S. Senate panel next week about her allegation that High Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh sexually assaulted her decades ago. AP's Sagar Magani.
In a phone call yesterday, a Senate aide says Ford's lawyer told the Senate Judiciary Committee Ford will appear if they can agree on terms that are fair and ensure her safety. A hearing with both Ford and Kavanaugh is set for Monday, but according to the aide, the lawyer says Ford prefers to testify Thursday and does not want Kavanaugh in the same room. Kavanaugh says he wants a hearing as soon as possible so he can clear his name, and again says he categorically denies Ford's allegation. Sagar Magani, Washington.
An international human rights watchdog group is accusing Nicolas Maduro's government administration of committing some of the worst human rights violations in Venezuela's history. The report highlighted the violence perpetrated by security officials during anti-crime operations in poor neighborhoods. Amnesty International's report unveiled in Buenos Aires, Argentina, featured a video presentation that included several Venezuelans talking about how their loved ones were killed and what Amnesty International terms extrajudicial executions. British investigative group Bellingcat says that two suspects in the poisoning of an ex-Russian spy were briefly detained in the Netherlands earlier this year. AP correspondent Charles de la Desmond.
The Bellingcat probe quoted an unnamed security official saying that Alexander Petrov and Ruslan Boshirov were detained in the Netherlands earlier this year and released without being charged. Dutch authorities haven't immediately confirmed the report, saying they are assessing an Associated Press request for comment. Britain has charged Petrov and Boshirov with trying to kill Russian ex-spy Sergei Skripal and his daughter with a Soviet-designed nerve agent. I'm Charles de la Desmond.
And Israel has provided Moscow with proof that it was not responsible for the downing of a Russian plane in Syria. 15 Russian crew members were killed when the IL-20 surveillance plane crashed in northern Syria Monday. Russia has said Syria shot the plane down shortly after Israeli jets hit a target in the area. An Israeli delegation, including its Air Force chief and other officers, traveled to Moscow to brief about the incident. Vietnamese President Tran Đại Quang died Friday after a serious illness. The official news agency of the communist country said that Quang died at the military hospital in Hanoi, but did not elaborate. He was last seen in public Wednesday at a meeting of Communist Party and a reception for a Chinese delegation. He hosted U.S. President Donald Trump during his state visit to Vietnam last year. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.